That was the customary thing those days.
Did you have to chop the wood?
I didn't, but I not there in Wyoming, but after I got grown up, I chopped wood. We'd go out in the woods and cut down the timber, cut down the trees.
Uh-huh.
And then went cold when the day, we'd take along food, sausage, and just build a big fire and start cutting trees down. At noontime, we'd cut the sausage up and the twig and the trees and stay with a fire there.
Yeah.
We had more fun than a battle of monkeys.
Uh-huh. I bet it was good.
And then I would chop wood for people here so much a day.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I bought wood. I still got a wood heater in my storeroom out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
I don't use it no more. I still got my flue in my house.
Uh-huh.
See, I used up so I accumulate so much kindling in my shop woodworking.
Uh-huh.
Now it's all hauled away to the dump yard. I don't use it no more.
Oh, because you don't use the wood so
much.
Yeah.
I try to put that wood heat up in my shop to heat up my shop, but it's the shop is too large and the wood stove is too small. It doesn't heat, so I quit using it.
Yeah.
It got in my way, so I took it out and stored it, and I don't wake in the shop and it's too cold.
Yeah. Well, you want to put this down? It's kind of in your way, isn't it? Get this out of your way here. All my tape's in there. Thanks.
Everything was wood heat in those days, but. Then the gas came to town here, and then that's of course the oil change. All this, I'm in town, live in town since 1921. That's 57 years plus.
Uh-huh.
And so this town has changed so much. It used to be a friendly, a beautiful town. Now we have a different generation here. It's so, I don't know. There's nothing for us old people here anymore. We're about 10 men left that were here 57 years ago.
Huh.
That have lived here, but got lots of new ones come in there, and retired people come in there. I don't count them, but I mean,
yeah.
The people that lived here 57 years ago is about maybe 8 or 9 or 10 men left.
Huh, that's amazing.
You all die out.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So I'm not the oldest one, but I'm about 7 or 8.
Amazing. Boy, I sure am glad I found you. If I'd only realized there were 7 or 8 people here that I could interview, I would have been really discouraged.
You would find very few people here that would be interested in him. And having you border in. They don't go for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it takes them three times as long to say something, too.
Yeah.
We have one man, he's 81 years of age. He might be a good talker. He knows more about swimming than I do, because he was born here in this town. And I was 21 years of age before I come to town here, before I start living here. He would know more, but he doesn't take an interest in stuff like that.
Is that right?
And nobody takes an interest in stuff like that.
He probably doesn't know as much about it as you do if he's not interested, you know.
And another thing, there's two men living in this town. One of them, if you want to know something about history in this town, I'd ask him. He died last year, this year.
Huh.
And then the other man was a barber. He didn't die, but he had an accident. He's living in Garber, Texas now. He's out of circulation. Okay, if you want to know something about people around here, I'd ask him. So my two main sources of information are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to dig it up myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's considerably harder.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, did you have a fireplace in this house?
I know I never have paid no attention to that, but there may be some, I couldn't tell you. I know, and the oldest house in town there is one I know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's the old pioneer home. There's a fireplace in there.
What did you used to do when you'd make a fire in the house? What did you used to do? You had to go out and...
Well, I would do it ahead of time, and so in a cold morning, it's not funny at all to go out and get stuff. So the night before, I had my bucket and shovel there so I'd take the ashes out in the morning. Had it there.
Uh-huh.
Then I had got paper ready, so I laid it down there in the box. Since I had my shop, I had plenty of kindling.
Uh-huh.
And then a small piece of wood. I had a wood box in my room. The TV sits on it now.
Uh-huh.
I had a full of chunks of wood. I had everything ready for the morning. I'd get up, I had to build a fire. So by the time the rest of them get up, the room was warm. Only one room we heated up.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. You can heat up 5 rooms now.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And each has an individual heater.
Yeah, that's a better deal.
And the kitchen has an electric cook stove. The oven makes the heat if you want to put the heat in there, but we hardly ever do because we have a wall heater in the main room where we live that heats up pretty much a part of the house.
Yeah. Well, what do you call that, that part of the fireplace that the smoke goes up?
That's smoke, that's ovens. Stove.